When he'd found his scarlet team robes and pulled on his cloak for warmth, Harry scribbled a note to Ron explaining where he'd gone and went down the spiral staircase to the common room, his Nimbus 2000 on his shoulder. He had just reached the portrait hole when there was a clatter behind him, and Colin Creevy came dashing down the spiral staircase, his camera swinging madly round his neck and something clutched in his hand.
"I heard someone saying your name on the stairs, Harry. Look what I've got here. I've had it developed. I wanted to show you."
Harry looked bemusedly at the photograph Colin was brandishing under his nose. A moving black-and-white Lockhart was tugging hard on an arm Harry recognized as his own. He was pleased to see that his photographic self was putting up a good fight and refusing to be dragged into view. As Harry watched, Lockhart gave up and slumped, panting, against the white edge of the picture.
"Will you sign it?" said Colin eagerly.
"No," said Harry flatly, glancing around to check that the room was really deserted.
"Sorry, Colin, I'm in a hurry. Quidditch practice."
He climbed through the portrait hole.
"Oh, wow! Wait for me. I've never watched a Quidditch game before."
Colin scrambled through the hole after him. "It'll be really boring," Harry said quickly, but Colin ignored him, his face shining with excitement.
"You were the youngest house player in 100 years, weren't you, Harry? Weren't you?"
said Colin, trotting alongside him.
"You must be brilliant. I've never flown. Is it easy? Is that your own broom? Is that the best one there is?"
Harry didn't know how to get rid of him. It was like having an extremely talkative shadow.
"I don't really understand Quidditch," said Colin breathlessly. "Is it true there are 4 balls and 2 of them fly around trying to knock people off their brooms?"
"Yes," said Harry heavily, resigned to explaining the complicated rules of Quidditch. "They're called bludgers. There are 2 beaters on each team who carry clubs to beat the bludgers away from their side. Fred and George Weasley are the Gryffindor beaters."
"And what are the other balls for?"
Colin asked, tripping down a couple of steps because he was gazing open-mouthed at Harry. "Well, the Quaffle, that's the biggest red one, is the one that scores goals. 3 chasers on each team throw the Quaffle to each other and try and get it through the goalpost at the end of the pitch. They're 3 long poles with hoops on the end."
"And the 4th ball?
"Is the Golden Snitch," said Harry.
"And it's very small, very fast and difficult to catch. But that's what the Seeker's got to do, because a game of Quidditch doesn't end until the Snitch has been caught. And whichever team Seeker gets the Snitch earns his team an extra 150 points. "And you're the Gryffindor Seeker, aren't you?"
said Colin in awe. "Yes," said Harry, as they left the castle and started across the dew-drenched grass. "And there's the Keeper, too. He guards the goalposts. And that's it, really." But Colin didn't stop questioning Harry all the way down the sloping lawns to the Quidditch field, and Harry only shook him off when he reached the changing rooms. Colin called after him in a piping voice,
"I'll go and get a good seat, Harry,"
and hurried off to the stands.